This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We're talking about podcasts. We're talking about itty-bitty podcasts. Podcasts.
Merry Mini Monday, Chunkies. I'm Carter.
Doge.
Jordan.
Question to start us off.
Please. Yeah. I love those.
Is cable on its way out?
It's on its way back,
but different. Tell me these things.
So, cable as we know it, as a like subscription service where you get everything all in one package that you pay $5,000 a month for.
Deadpool,
that's gone.
Deadpool 2 spoilers, though, right?
Right.
We're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew that would come up. It's not his.
So that's out. But now what they're doing is underneath all of our noses, under the guise of being cool like Netflix, they're all just popping back up for subscription services. Every channel has their own now. ABC's got their own subscription service.
But I'm saying, so cable was named after the fact that it took a cable in your wall to get television.
Well, how do you think internet gets there, Carter?
It's not a cable. It's a wire. I'm talking like AT&T's of the world. Doesn't it feel like they're on their way out?
But I would bet you money within the next few years, what we get is, hey, AT&T's partnered with Netflix and Hulu.
They have with HBO. They're launching HBO Max in 2020, right?
Right. But what I'm saying is I think pretty soon we're going to get, if you subscribe through AT&T to all of these, you get a discount on all of them. So you can
Verizon
get our bulk package.
Verizon is saying if you have our internet and TV, I think, or internet and phone, then you get Disney Plus for free.
That's why I'm bringing all of this up. Today is Monday, November 11th, which means tomorrow is Disney Plus Day.
That's
it
true.
Sure is.
And that's certainly something on its way in.
That's true.
And we'd be remiss. We've already brought it up a couple times during this Star Wars series. Mandalorian looks really good.
Oh, my
looks
gosh.
Real good.
With what the Star Wars universe has been able to do with television shows, it feels like there's a chance, okay, hot take, that the Mandalorian could possibly be some diehard Star Wars people in this world's favorite installment.
Yeah.
I think that's
the
chance.
Star Wars
easy
universe.
Chance. Yeah.
Because it seems to harken back to like the OGs. It feels like the style of the original movies to me.
Yeah.
It feels like the natural evolution of the styles of the original movies.
It feels, I'm so excited.
Yeah. I literally can't wait.
Unbelievably excited.
Early reviews are super positive.
Yeah, really, really positive.
Yeah.
And I think outside of The Mandalorian, Disney Plus, and are they doing a week by week? I can't remember.
Yes.
Okay, so launch is episode one of The Mandalorian.
Right, yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to think of what else I'm most excited about in terms of new content.
new content.
There's not any new Marvel content immediately, is there?
Not immediately.
But it feels like WandaVision is soon.
The Jeff Goldblum show launches.
That I'm very
That's
going to
be great.
About.
Tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm pretty pumped, honestly, about bringing Lizzie McGuire back. I don't know how that's going to translate. Yeah,
I think it'll be fine. She's been doing.
But it's the whole Lizzie McGuire cast.
Yeah, everybody's back.
Everybody's back.
They're all back.
When you look at the rest of the cast, it's not like they were like, man, they really had to pull some strings.
Oh, yeah.
What else have they been doing?
Like, yes, please, I need money.
Yeah. No, it's like Lizzie McGuire all grown up. I don't know what it's actually called, but I'm excited. It's probably going to be terrible, is my guess, but I'm pretty excited about it.
I bet it's good. A great thing about Disney Plus is the competition seems to be stepping it up a little bit, meaning Netflix, Amazon, Apple TV.
Have you watched the trailer for The Witcher?
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. Great. Henry looks a lot better than he did in the pictures.
Agreed.
Yes.
He looks better than he did in the first trailer, I think.
Yeah, maybe to see him in action a little bit more, because this has some more action.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I can see him as this. And what if he's going to be more known for, what's the character in The Witcher?
Geralt.
Yeah.
Geralt. What if he's going to be more known for Geralt than Superman?
I hope so.
Do you foresee that happening?
I don't know. It depends on how well this takes off.
And it's tough because he perfectly looks
like... Because he looks like...
When he goes to the red carpet, people will remember again. No one's going to be like, what else was he in?
Yeah.
Right.
When he doesn't have like the white hair and like the medieval armor and stuff, people are going to be like, oh yeah, he just looks like Clark Kent.
Oh yeah.
Well, you better Superman's just hope he doesn't put on glasses, I guess.
I think it's called The Witcher.
Yeah.
With all the new content from other places too, it feels like right now there's just these announcements coming out of nowhere. But it's in competition with... Or it's kind of a, hey, don't forget us when Disney Plus comes out. But as soon as HBO says, hey, the Naomi Watts-led
Game of Thrones show,
it's like, hey, we're not going to do that. But House of Targaryen will come out.
Yep.
And this is a 300 years before.
House of the Dragon is adapting the Targaryen histories.
House of the Dragon, yes, exactly.
George R. R. Martin wrote.
Yep. And this is the director of Altered Carbon.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we feel
about
that?
Did Miguel do Altered Carbon?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So Miguel Sapochnik, he directed a bunch of the highest rated Game of Thrones episodes, and they're also bringing back George R. R. Martin.
Battle of the Bastards?
He did. Uh-huh. That, he did Hard Home, he did so many great episodes.
I believe Brian Cogman is also back, who wrote several of the most highest rated episodes of Game of Thrones. The only one he wrote for the last season was A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms,
which is probably the best episode of the final season.
So it's a lot. It's pretty much the whole creative team, minus David Benioff and D.B. Weiss.
Who lost their job with Disney.
They lost their Star Wars.
They dropped out.
Yeah, they said it was toxic fandom. They said the Star Wars fandom was too toxic, and they were just not interested in dipping their toes into that water.
They're just coming from Game of Thrones fandom? I guess they would have known that going in.
Yeah, so this has happened with Disney before.
I think the press story, but I think that Disney was probably like, hey, you guys are... We don't want you for this.
Hey, y'all messed up.
Yeah.
Well, enough about Star Wars. Let's talk about Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to play extra credit?
No.
I was worried about that.
No, you've only... I mean...
Okay, let's do it.
You are currently on a streak, my friends.
We won the last one.
You won the last one. So, as I had said before we started, weeks ago, this is week 5 of our Star Wars series. Not yet halfway. We're almost halfway. Halfway through our next episode will be halfway. Very excited about that. We're going to do extra credit for every trilogy.
Right.
This will either make it harder or easier... That there's a lot of big names in the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Names like Hayden Christensen. I'm kidding.
Hey.
Samuel, though.
Hey, we could totally get Hayden. We could get Hayden for sure.
Samuel L. Jackson, Natalie Portman, Gary Oldman. He's the voice of Grievous. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff.
Wait. No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
No way.
It's Gary Oldman. My favorite actor of all time.
What on earth?
Because he does stuff like this all the time.
I had no idea.
Yep. So all those characters that stand out in all those movies you've ever seen probably were played by Gary Oldman. Wow. Mrs. Doubtfire? Gary Oldman.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal in Nightcrawler was Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah, wow.
He's everywhere.
It's unbelievable.
But yeah, he's the voice. I mean, why am I not thinking of that? Oh, Ewan McGregor. Liam Neeson. Like any of these people. Keira Knightley.
Yeah, the list is almost so big that it's intimidating.
John Williams, we can still do that if y'all want to. We never did that.
My dog, General Grievous, is voiced by Matthew Wood. Gary Oldman almost played General Grievous. Wait, Matthew Wood is Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Oh, the this is embarrassing. Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Let's go to Wikipedia. Wikipedia is more scholarly, brother.
It's that waiting music.
General Grievous was voiced by Matthew Wood in episode 3 in the video games. General Grievous' coughs were voiced by George Lucas in episode 3. Voiced by John DiMaggio in Clone Wars, Richard McGonagall in Clone Wars, David W. Collins in Battlefront, and Kirby Morrow in some Lego stuff.
Well, forgive me.
We're going to pick, Gary Oldman and get him right.
No, you can't do that.
Gary Oldman is my choice.
You definitely can't do that. Technically, you could do James Earl Jones because you didn't do him last time.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
No. There's also...
Yeah, we get one line.
Oh, but it's also Christopher Lee.
Yes. Yep.
Plenty. What are y'all going to do? You got 3.
If you think we can knock out Hayden Christensen...
I forgot that he's only in 2 of these.
Yeah, and then he's in Jumper, which is... It's got to be up there.
So we can get 3.
I wish you...
He was in another movie recently, like a romantic comedy type of movie. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. You think we could get Ewan?
I don't know. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Think we could get Neeson's?
How many Takens are there?
3.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, this is hard. I don't think we could get Natalie Portman.
Probably not.
I mean, Joel Edgerton is also in this trilogy.
I also don't think we could get him.
Well, I mean, for him, I bet it would be Warrior. It Comes at Night.
I don't think It Comes at Night would be in there. I loved it, and I might be the only person in the world who did.
Yeah, but I don't think he's done a whole lot else.
What'll it be, boyos?
Start Hayden Christensen. We can knock out 3 out of the 4 at least, I think.
Can we do a triple lock? Lock in 3 at once.
Sounds kind of risky, but yeah.
So are you thinking Attack of the Clones, Revenge
Attack
of the Sith?
Attack of the Clones, Revenge
Looper?
Of the Sith.
Wait, not Looper, not Looper, not Looper, not Looper.
Jumper.
Jumper, thank you.
Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, Jumper, lock it in.
It needs to be a little more gravitas if you're going to lock in 3 at the same time.
Attack of the Clones.
Lock it in.
Revenge of the Sith.
Lock it in.
And Looper.
Lock it.
No, Jumper.
Oh. I didn't finish my words.
I know you didn't.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. You got all of them.
Yeah. Okay.
So you make it perfect.
We've got to find the ghostly 4th.
Can you make it perfect?
Return of the Jedi.
There's no way.
No, there is no way.
Oh, that would make me very sad for Hayden.
Yeah.
What else has he even done?
I have no idea. He did a romantic comedy, and the poster looked like the 13 Going on 30 poster.
I literally was like, Jingle All the Way, right?
Nope.
Oh, man.
You can just pass.
No. Maybe. Give me a second. I know I've seen him in something else.
I don't know. I can't name another Hades C movie.
Well, rather than pass, let's shoot for the stars and just say Return of the Jedi just in case.
Okay.
Because I would hate to pass and then find out that it is, in fact, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Bong bong.
Yep.
New York, I Love You is probably the thing you were thinking of.
Let me see the poster.
If that wasn't the movie.
When did that come out?
It's that red one. 2008.
Nope. What's his most recent movie?
I don't know, but what he, I'll show you in a little bit. Shattered Glass was his 4th, which he plays Stephen Glass. This was actually, this was made in 2003. It was betwixt his 2002 and 2005 Star Wars episode.
Yeah, I certainly never would have.
Story of a young journalist who fell from grace when it was discovered he fabricated over half of his articles from the publication The New Republic magazine.
Interesting.
There it is.
Hmm.
Yeah, I never would have gotten
that. Well, we got 3.
Let me look at this most recent one, though, for you, so you can see what it looks like. Oh, Little Italy.
Yep.
That one?
Yeah.
It does look like the 13 Going on 30.
It just looks like mid-2000s rom-com poster.
Him and Emma Roberts.
Yep.
Cool.
I like her.
Well, that's 3. That's good. That's all you need.
Seems much older than her, yeah.
To get to extra credit. For those of you that haven't played extra credit with us before, each of these actors that we name on IMDb, which is what I'm referencing as we play the game, they're given four top credits as you're searching past credits, their history of credits. There's several things that are factored into this algorithm, including how involved they were on the show, how many awards the show won. And I say show, it could be a show. It could also be a movie show. For instance, Will Smith, his top one was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Because he's just known for that, and he's all up in it and ended up producing some of it. So if they get all four of those credits, they get extra credit, get 5 points. But all they need in these three actors is to get 9 to win. So they need to average 3, which they've done, per actor. Who's your next actor?
So Christopher Lee would be tough because I feel like Christopher Lee would be impossible because
he's going to have all his Dracula stuff from the 50s through the 70s.
But Lord of the Rings has to be in there in one of these.
Let me see something crazy.
I think I thought that every time I saw a bunch of those clones.
Yep. I think we might be able to get Ewan.
Okay.
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah. Let's go for it.
All right. Go for it.
Is there a TV show? Can we ask that?
There's not a TV show, no.
Okay. So I think there's a good chance it's all three prequels. And I'm going to say something totally wild and maybe crazy. I think Christopher Robin is going to be in his top four.
You don't think that's too new?
Uh-uh.
It just came out.
Not like 2 years ago.
No way.
Yeah.
It was last year.
By the time this comes out. It's also Disney. It's a big boy, big franchise boy. What do you think?
Let's give it a shot.
Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Bong bong.
Good thing we didn't lock it in. I'm just kidding.
So I feel like Attack of the Clones. I feel like Attack of the Clones is probably in there.
Yeah.
I think it's that over Phantom Menace.
Yeah, probably.
You want to do that one?
Attack of the Clones, lock it in.
Bong bong.
Okay.
All right.
Two more guesses.
Christopher Robin. Lock it in?
Bong bong. So you need to get at least one, because then you have to get whoever this last one is perfectly to win the game. So you need at least one here, because you can only get a total of 5 points max per actor.
Yeah. For sure. No doubt.
I don't think I've ever been more wrong about somebody's top four.
I feel like that's a phrase we have uttered multiple times on
this
show. I probably
said that on air.
I wish I could contribute and talk with them about the process, just because there's some fun things that they bring up, not to help them, but I just have to be so deadpan. I can't even.
There's no way there's no Star Wars, right? Is he in some? I mean, he's going to be in some random like British movies, and that's going to be most of his top four, and we're going to have forgotten all of them.
Yep.
It's going to be like Crumpets at Midnight with Ewan McGregor.
Crumpets at Midnight.
A sip of tea. It's a sip of tea with Ewan. Oi, yeah, biscuits and sauces, huh? With Ewan McGregor.
A bag of crisps with Ewan.
Ewan's late for the trolley. Mind the gap with Ewan.
Haven't seen you in years.
Ewan McGregor stars in Brexit, the movie. McGregor, hardly know her.
We got one more guess here, boys.
Phantom Menace, lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Boys. Whew. Number one. That was number four.
Okay.
Number three,
mm-hmm.
which this thing keeps showing up. You better just go look at everybody that's in this movie.
Okay.
Because this credit comes up for every single person that's in it. August Osage County.
Okay.
Ewan McGregor was in. Number two, Trainspotting, cult classic.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Should have thought of that.
Moulin Rouge.
I've never seen Moulin Rouge.
I've only seen Mulan.
Oh, do you mean Mulan?
Neither of you have seen Moulin Rouge?
I have seen Mulan.
I have not.
Huh? You'd think with who I'm married to that I would have seen that movie, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to have to do a musical series sometime next year, I guess.
If we have to.
I mean, it was worth it. Well, you can still do this. So whoever is left, whoever you use, if you can get them perfectly, you win extra credit. We can go for that Star Wars sweep. We've got Natalie Portman still. We've got Samuel L. Jackson.
With Natalie Portman, we could go just Thor the Dark World and call it a day.
You've got Christopher Lee. Trying to do them big ones. You can still do John Williams.
So we could try Liam Neeson.
Yep, Liam Neeson, Joel Edgerton.
So Liam Neeson, I feel like there's a great chance we got some Tookans. We got some Batman Begins.
Phantom Menace.
We got some Phantom Menace. We maybe got some Narnia.
That's a big spread.
There's a lot of possibilities with Liam. Also got things like The Gray and the one that's like taken on an airplane and taken on a train. Is the airplane one and the train one. Nonstop is the train
those
one.
Those are all him?
Yeah. Yep.
He's got to stop. He's got to be done.
Yeah.
I would say his body of work of being really repetitive with those movies is better than a lot of other people's repetitive body of work.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'll take agree. That. The quality is a lot higher.
Yeah. And he just plays that well.
Right.
Yeah.
I've developed a particular set of skills. I will find you.
This is Aslan, right? You're quoting Aslan?
Yeah. That's probably my favorite part of the Chronicles of Narnia.
That's when he's talking to the witch.
Yeah.
I will bite you. What you thinking?
I think there's no way on earth we get Samuel L.
No. Whoa. Actually, I think we've tried Samuel L. before with another...
With like a Marvel, maybe?
With something. Because I seem to remember struggling for a long time between Snakes on a Plane and another option.
You definitely did. And it turned out like almost all of his were Tarantino.
Yeah, we beefed it so hard on him.
So Samuel L.
Literally
is out.
All of his were Tarantino except for Snakes on a Plane.
Right.
Yeah, so he's out. So, I think it's got to be Neeson or Portman.
Yeah, Portman would be tough.
So let's just go down that rabbit hole for a second. Just think about our options.
With Natalie?
Yeah, Black Swan.
I think Black Swan's obviously definitely there.
But probably number one. And then the question is there a Star Wars? Is there a Thor?
I doubt there's a Thor.
There's probably a Star Wars.
There's probably a Star Wars.
There's probably Annihilation.
Oh, Annihilation could be in there.
She's in the movie where she plays the astronaut recently.
There's that one movie where I can't remember if it's Friends with Benefits or No Strings Attached because they both came out like a month away from each other.
Yeah.
But it's one of those.
What say ye? Gotta be perfect.
It feels like maybe Liam might be a better choice.
Yeah, let's go Liam Neeson.
Over to the knees.
Okay.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes.
That's his autobiography.
It's just the poster is just his toes.
Just his toes.
Knees and toes.
So I think Batman Begins feels like the most...
Taken, to me, is the most obvious choice.
Really?
Like, of course Taken
He's
is
also
in
The Dark Knight Rises for a minute.
It's like a cameo. I wouldn't... It would be Batman Begins if it's one of those two. And I don't think it's both. I feel really confident about Taken.
Okay.
Taken, lock it in.
Bong bong.
How is Taken not in his top four?
Isn't that crazy?
I think it was probably a pretty huge critical success critical failure is the only thing I can think of. That so it makes me think maybe Batman Begins because
okay, let's go for it.
Just because it was so big, Batman Begins.
I need to hear something else when you say that.
Lock it in.
Bong bong.
Yeah, yeah, that feels about right.
Yeah. Uh huh. The Lego Movie. Lock it in.
Bong bong. I think the lowest score you've ever had was 5. So if you want to tie your lowest score, you have to at least get one. I'm trying to see if I can make the ending intense here. One more guess.
You can go Phantom Menace.
Sure.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing,
okay,
bing.
Okay.
Number
we go.
Four, Phantom
You're
Menace.
Kidding me.
Number 3, The Gray. Number 2, have you all heard of Schindler's List?
Yeah.
Okay, he's in that one.
Yeah.
That one would make probably sense.
That would be a good one to guess if I was
that
guessing.
That would have been probably
Neeson.
A good one.
Who's your favorite director, Doge? And then number one doesn't seem fair, Kinsey.
Yeah, wouldn't have gotten that.
Okay. Do you want to know Natalie Portman?
I do.
Or do you think she'll come up in another one?
No, I can't imagine. I mean,
someday maybe, but...
What would your guesses have been? We have to do this quickly, but what would your guesses have been?
Black Swan.
That's number one.
Annihilation.
Yeah. No.
No Strings Attached.
No.
Is it the other one, Friends with Benefits?
No. V for Vendetta?
Yeah, V for Vendetta would have been good.
Jackie. She won an Oscar for Jackie.
Oh, that's right.
And then Closer. She didn't win an Oscar for Jackie. She got nominated. Right?
Is Closer the space one you were talking about?
No. Closer is with a bunch of pretty people. Julia Roberts.
That sucks.
Isn't it always?
Jude Law. Clive Owen.
Yeah. Well,
you're not wrong.
Y'all couldn't have been further from a win on that one. But you've won before. That feels great.
Well,
And then you're going to have another chance with the newest series.
There's no way we're getting that.
I bet you could do better than you did today.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Sure.
I think you're right.
Can we do a little yes or pass?
Please.
Please.
You just want to get past this.
Big time.
Okay. Knives Out.
Oh, yes.
My sweet friends. Have you seen the reviews?
No.
I haven't.
It's at a certified fresh already.
Good. It looks so good.
It's at a 97%.
Wow.
Let me see. Actually, that's what it was last night. 98%.
Yeah.
It went up.
It just looks so awesome.
All right.
That's with 99 critic reviews. Knives Out sharpens old murder mystery. Oh, right? Old murder mystery tropes with a keenly assembled suspense outing that... I'm doing such a bad... We're just going to do a new cut. Maybe we're not, because it's not up to me. Knives Out sharpens old murder mystery tropes with a keenly assembled suspense outing that makes brilliant use of writer-director Rian Johnson's stellar ensemble.
Cool.
Which, again, is Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Don Johnson, Michael Shannon... Oh my gosh, it's just crazy. I forget.
I was just telling somebody that this is my like sleeper hit of the year as far as like what is my most anticipated movie.
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Is that certified fresh 96%.
That's going to get me some box office ball money.
That is going to get you some box office ball money. It's closer than we think it is right now. And I'll share that on next Monday's episode, how we're doing on box office ball. And it's almost done. We need to think of what happens to the winner. Maybe not. That's not fair. Frozen 2, that snuck up on me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's coming out. I'm down.
Yeah. I'd like to watch that.
I'll watch it.
It looks like, and I wonder if Disney's going to do some more of this vibe. I think one of the only epic Disney cartoon type, and I'm going to say, I'm chalking up cartoon to CGI or drawn, is Mulan.
Yeah.
Has there been much outside of Mulan that feels warlike or
you could maybe
blockbuster movie-like?
You could maybe argue... like Brave or something.
Brave, but yeah. The Incredibles to an extent because it's a superhero movie.
Yeah.
But Frozen 2 looks like it's being pitched as a pretty serious movie. But I'm excited. Yeah. I want to see how they deal with that. We have One Fine Christmas.
I don't think I'm familiar with that.
I'm not sure. It's definitely a pass. I'm not even going to say what it's about. It's just
pass.
Really, it's one of those Christmas movies. Those always happen, don't they?
I'm out.
Do you have a Christmas movie that you just happened? Have you ever seen a Christmas movie in theaters?
The Santa Claus 3.
You saw the Santa Claus 3 in theaters?
The day I got my braces. So two bad things happened that day.
I'm fairly certain I saw 2 and 3 and Elf and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Like we used to go.
Yeah, I saw
like,
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Going to see Christmas movies in the theaters was like a big deal for us.
The last
movie. I saw Christmas with the Cranks in the theaters.
It's called 3022. It's so interesting to me in the movie business that stuff can get this far. Like,
yeah.
That movies like this can get this far. And it's like not unique. So astronauts in deep space face an uncertain future after a catastrophic event on Earth leads to human extinction. Everyone's so much longer.
Everyone's stretchy.
They're hair. Miranda Cosgrove's in it.
Okay.
She plays the band manager, I think.
Mm-hmm. Kate Walsh.
Memory.
Kate Walsh of Grey's Anatomy. I don't know if you ever saw that.
And I don't know Omar which Epps. One that is. I do know Omar Epps.
The director's name is John Suits. Suits, spelled how you would think it's spelled.
S-O-O-T-Z.
Let's dive a little bit into other movies he's done. The Crash, which got 17%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pandemic. One of his better ones, 44%.
Okay. I've heard of that one at least.
400 Days, 22%. Loitering With, it's just called Loitering With.
Okay.
33%.
Is that like a comedians in cars getting coffee type thing where he just like, Loitering With John Cho today.
Yeah. Yes. As we read through these, I'm going to have you guys come back to it and tell me which one you want to hear the synopsis on. I only bring that up probably because it might be this one. The Scribbler.
It's that one.
Okay, 50%. It's that one.
50%, yeah.
Is it American percent or UN percent?
His very first, Cheap Thrills, his very first credit is 88% certified fresh. So he got momentum.
That's cool. It's still going to be The Scribbler for me, though.
On the decline.
I need to know all about The Scribbler, please.
So The Scribbler, audience score was 37%.
Good for him. Good for him.
It was released on September 19th of 2014, starring Katie Cassidy as Suki, Garrett Dillahunt as Hogan, Michelle Trachtenberger.
The Ice Princess.
As Alice. Oh, from Neverending Story?
From Ice Princess.
Oh, from Ice Princess.
About the ice skating girl.
Gina Wasn't Gershon. She also Inspector Gadget's daughter?
Might have been.
That
a young
right.
woman with multiple personalities uses an experimental machine designed to eliminate her other identities one by one. However, as the procedure progresses, one of her most dangerous sides seizes control.
Excellent. This sounds interesting.
Does it seem interesting when you look at this? That looks like a dangerous side, doesn't it?
It looks like her most dangerous side is potentially coming out right there. Think that's her most dangerous side?
That looks like a Disney Channel original movie villain.
Or someone from The Descendants.
Yep.
But that's the Scribbler. But here's the great thing, Chunkies. There's good movies out there, and we recommend seeing them. To end this episode, I'd love for you to give me your name. Kind of like how Ariel gave up her voice.
Sure.
It was not really your choice.
Yeah.
I'd love to see some kind of shiny orb come out of your mouth, and it's my name now.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, yeah.
Sounds good. You poor, unfortunate souls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want you, excuse me, it chokes me up thinking about how awesome the ending's going to be. There's a lot of streaming services now. We just talked about that at the beginning of this episode. Who would you be most surprised to find out is starting a streaming service? An existing company that is starting a streaming service.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Carter, and Hallmark is about to have some competition.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Something happened with streaming services when somebody showed up, like Netflix, and with shows like House of Cards, or AMC with shows like Breaking Bad, and they got budgets all of a sudden. It's like someone's got money and ideas. Good ideas plus good money equals a better show. Good ideas plus bad money, maybe not. So Hallmark is about to get destroyed because Chick-fil-A is going to have a streaming service.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Hallmarkian, but it's going to be made better.
And all the
but
music everything. Is going to be like instrumental worship music. That,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just Christian music with all the board, the yeah. words taken
it's
going to
be that Christian streaming service.
But at least the piano is still a Christian, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
And they're, I can already see their slogan now. It's like, we've always already been known for good service. Now we're bringing it to your television sense.
Their slogan says, your pleasure is our pleasure.
Yep. And I need to, I also am going to want the name of your streaming service from you. This one's just going to be called Chick Today.
Yeah.
I'm Doge, and what you may not know is that there is a new streaming service. So Vine is done, right?
Get
and
out.
People are saying TikTok is replacing it. TikTok's not replacing Vine. You can't replace Vine unless you can. There's a new streaming service coming, and it's called, I think it's going to be a long, long Vine. And this is Sir Elton John's streaming service. Yeah. And these are 30 seconds long. Every show is 30 seconds long.
And it's all Elton John?
And it's all Elton John, and it's very... It's going to be a long, long Vine.
Long, long Vine. That's exciting.
We're all really pumped about that one.
I'm very excited.
I'm Jordan, and this one's going to be from Nabisco, and them and all of their Nutter Butters and their Oreos and...
Little Debbie's? Is that
sort of?
Is that there? Maybe
I don't
not.
Think so. I think that's Little Debbie. But sort of everything that they've got their hands in, they're just going to, you know, they've seen a lacking market for product placement with kids programming being streamed rather than shown on cable. There's no room for commercials anymore. How do kids know what sandwich cookie to put in their face? And so they're going to make a lot of Oreo themed superheroes and some Nutter Butter race car shows.
Why am I interested in this? Right
you know,
now?
All these kinds of things. And that, of course, that one's going to be called Nabis.go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So it's going to be a good one.
Sounds yummy.
And every theme song is just the sound that an Oreo makes when you peel it apart, where it's like from the outside.
It's just like,
yeah. And then the end credits is just the sound of two teeth scraping the back of the cookie through the icing, just like
why
all the
is
way
that
down.
Such an awful experience for you? It feels like an awful experience for you eating an Oreo.
When I was a kid, I had a gap in my teeth pretty bad, and I would leave a line down the middle of the icing. It was very embarrassing.
You'd skunk the Oreo.
Yeah. It was like a Flock of Seagulls haircut, but like right down the middle of the Oreo icing.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.